inglés, Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Inglés y fútbol, con Vaughan y el Atleti.
Get ready. Hold on to your hats. Strap on your seat. Fasten your seatbelts. Hold on to your hats. Get ready for your life. The show with no... It's show with no name time.
That's right, it's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Nacho, tell them what it's called.
Conecta con nosotros en Twitter, @IMAlbertoAlonso. Participa a través de la app de Vaughan Radio. Y no te olvides los viernes seguirnos en Facebook Live. The show with no
name. That's right, my amigos. That's right. It's the show with no name 2.0. On Vaughan Radio. And you guys know I can't do this show by myself, on my own. Tienes dos opciones, by myself or on my own. I get by with a little help from my friend. And what was his name again? ¿Cómo te llamabas? Your name was... Yeah! Come on!
A los mandos del control central, Nacho Carvajal. Ante el micrófono, Alberto Alonso.
That's right, that's right, amigos. You can tell there's a special buzz. Murmullo, you could probably say no. Buzz, alboroto, buzz. Es que esto es una... Bueno, yo sé que vosotros usáis la palabra buzz, but there's a buzz in the air, a certain special feeling that you only feel on a Thursday. Is it Thursday? No, it's not Thursday. It's Friday, folks, and I'm going to need your help. Amigos, I'm going to need your help because we have a certain war cry, llamada de batalla, a certain war cry that we do on Fridays, and we can only do it on Fridays. And I want you guys to sing this acronym with me. You can say this acronym or these initials. I think you know what it is. It's OMG. No, it's not. Oh my God, Nacho. No, because we can do that one on a Monday too, right? Y no pasa nada. Y no pasa nada. I love that in Spanish. And it's all good, sería en inglés, eso. Lo digo mucho, el va, 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 y no pasa nada. right? And it's all good, se dice en inglés. All right, so, okay, I know it. BTW! No, tampoco, ¿no? No es By the Way. Aunque sea una canción muy chula de los Red Hot Chili Peppers, no es By the Way. No. All right, okay. The third time is a charm. A la tercera va la vencida. The third time is a charm. As we say in English, the third time is un encanto. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to not say it with me. I want you to sing it with me. It's T-G-I-F! That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. I hope you guys were singing it with me, or as we say, singing along. And guys, I've got to tell you something. Today is not only a special day because it's Friday, it's also a special day because we are streaming live. That's right. We are streaming live on Facebook, on my Facebook, or on Instagram. You want options? In fact, I'll tell you what. It, whether you stream, independientemente, hay que usar esto. Se pronuncia igual que weather, tiempo, pero no se escribe igual, right? So whether you guys are tuning in today via Facebook to watch the show or via Instagram, you know what the good news is? You're going to get to look at one sexy dude today. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Nacho, que está en pantalla. Yeah, he está, with his pink. No, I hate the word pink. Salmon. Es color salmón. No, porque pink suena como. No, but I'll tell you something. Now, that sounds like a funny little thing there, right? But I've got to say something. When I first moved to Spain, it took me about 2 years to wear a pink shirt. It took an incredibly attractive girl telling me, you look tan, pareces muy moreno. And I said, oh, okay, good. I'll take it. So I wear a lot of dark colors, as you guys know, because I'm fat. I'm joking. I'm a little bit overweight, but I wear a lot of dark colors in general. I'm a New Yorker. That's what we do. But when I moved to Europe, it took me a while. It took me about 2 years to start wearing a pink shirt. And now I wear it with pride. In fact, when Real Madrid came up with that pink fuchsia shirt, I wore it with pride as well. So, con orgullo, as we say. So, folks, no matter what color you... Oh, and the thing that really took me... Nacho, you think that's a long time. 2 años. What about the MERS? Took me 14 years to adopt the MERS. The man purse. Este bolso que llevamos los hombres. But it's saving my life. Do you have a MERS? You don't have a MERS? And you call yourself European? Oh, Jesus, Nacho. We gotta have a talk. We gotta have a serious talk, a sit down. Es otra forma de decir una charla seria. We gotta have a sit down and go over this. You got the pink shirt, you're missing the MERS. And the sandals. Do you have the sandals? Okay, all right, you gotta have the sandals. With socks? Because that means you're German. Then we take away your Spanish passport. If you wear sandals with socks, you will get your Spanish passport revoked. I read it. Es Estatuto 343, Decreto de la Ley de la Casa Real, Su Majestad, number 1754, paragraph 3. That's what it is. So don't wear sandals with socks. It's what we call a faux pas. A faux pas is un no-no. Algo que no se hace. Una, son palabras francesas, right? A faux pas. So, all right. Well, guys, as I said, we're streaming today so you can see Nacho and me, because Nacho is right over my head if you're watching us on, in fact, a lot of people are saying, good morning, Nacho, on Instagram and on Facebook as well. So, guys, if you want to participate today, you can do it as always on Twitter. But also remember, if you want to watch the program, you can do that as well, whatever's more comfortable. Some people use Facebook, some people use Instagram, whatever's more comfortable. The important thing, as I always tell you guys, is to participate, to play along. So when we have these challenges throughout the show, well, I urge you guys to participate, to test your English. All right. So another thing. In fact, participating today is a really good thing. Why? Because you don't win things every day. And on Fridays, you guys win, well, one of you, one lucky listener, will win my latest book, English on the Go, Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. And the book is out now. It's been out for about a year, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, pick it up. You can still get it at the book fair, by the way. We'll be at the book fair. I won't be there this weekend, but a lot of my colleagues will. The stand is 337. So make sure you guys stop by. If you want to buy the book, 10% discount, or any of my books, or any of the Vaughn materials for that matter. So if you're in Madrid this weekend, stop by stand 337 at the Retiro Park, the book fair, and hang out with us. Pick up some books, get some signatures, take some selfies, all that fun stuff. What else was I going to tell you guys? Something else as well. Oh, and if you don't want to spend money on the book, the new one, English on the Go, well, today, one of our lucky listeners will win the book. That's right. The first person to guess today's mystery city. So we have a mystery city today, as we do every Friday. And throughout the program, a lo largo del programa, throughout, dilo conmigo, throughout the program, I will be putting you guys to the test. And in this case, you'll be getting three cryptic clues, right? So three clues which will point to a city, right? Now, here's the thing. You cannot participate until I've given you all three clues. So if you participate prematurely, we all know what that whole premature thing, that's not a good thing, right? For a baby, for ejaculation, for anything. The word premature is not good. All right, so guys, make sure you wait. Para enseñaros la expresión, don't jump the gun. All right, so don't jump the gun means en no te adelantes. Wait till you've heard all three clues. The other thing as well, if you've won this book already in this contest, do not participate, please. Because the idea, as I shouldn't have to explain this, but I will. The idea is not for one person to have 20 of my books. It's for 20 of you to have my books, right? So, and my hopes are if you get English on the Go, if you win it and you like it, well, maybe you'll get my other books. That's really what the whole contest is about. Maybe you don't have any of my books and you're saying, well, I like learning with you. Well, I have four books that you can learn with. English Everywhere. This book is the milk. This book is the remilk. And the one that you can win today, English on the Go. English on the Go. All right. Tons of comments rolling in on Facebook. Dave Moon. What's up, Dave? He says, hello, my friends around the world. What's up, Dave? How's it going? Dave Moon. Miguel Lopez says, viernes, 3:30 a.m. de la mañana, de la madrugada. You're like a detective, Miguel. He says, viernes, 3:30 a.m. Saludos desde Guadalajara, Mexico, not Spain, but Guadalajara, Mexico. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Miguel Lopez, Javier Flipada, present. There's Javier Flipada. Hi, Alberto. It's great to watch another live show. TGIF. You said it, buddy. Alex Serrano says, good morning, Alberto. TGIF. And I stay de Rodriguez. Estoy de Rodríguez. Yes, I know what it means. Estar de Rodríguez. We don't say that in English because Rodríguez is not an English last name, right? It's not an Anglo last name. So they left me alone. I'm off my leash. Esto diríamos. Me han quitado de mi arnés, de mi correa. Right. I'm off my leash. So you are of Rodríguez, as they say in Spanish. Typical Spanish expression. Well, Alex, I knew that one. So, totalmente nativo, por saber, de Rodríguez. Look, I mean, not everybody knows it. Not everybody, not every Guidi knows that one, right? Jason gives us a good one. When the cat is away, the mice will play. What's going to happen this weekend? Well, as I told you guys, I'll be out of town. This is a way to say not where you live, not in your city. I'll be out of town. I'll be down in the capital of Andalucía, Seville, this weekend for a wedding a huge wedding, and I'm really excited. In fact, my little Lara, who's in my wife's womb, vientre, will be attending the wedding too. So it's cool. It'll be her first wedding, and well, she won't be able to, I'll tell you this, she won't be able to see what's happening, but she's going to hear it. This kid hears everything, right? And I've been told, right, nothing is confirmed, I've been told that AC/DC is playing at this wedding. So my kid is going to be at her first AC/DC concert this weekend. That's crazy. How is my kid not going to be a rocker? ¿Cómo es que ya con lo que le pongo en casa? And then, you know, and I'm not talking about seeing AC/DC at the Calderón like I've done. I'm talking about seeing AC/DC with 399 other people. You know, 400 people seeing AC/DC. So I'm excited. I have a hunch. You say corazonada? I have a hunch. Corazonada, quién sabe. I have a hunch that my daughter-to-be is going to be a rocker like her daddy. Y ahí te enseño el phrasal verb. Cuando alguien parece alguien en forma de ser o físicamente. Do you know the phrasal verb, Nacho? I'll buy you a beer after the show. Do you know it? How do you say, mi hija me parece a mí o mi hijo me parece a mí? En forma de ser, y vale para los dos. Forma de ser, personality, and that. Do you know what, Nacho?
Take after.
Give yourself a totally native,
totally
Nacho.
Native.
To take after. This is a great phrasal verb. Now, be careful, though. I've heard students say, I look after my father. Esto es cuido de mi padre. Very different, right? And that's something, a veces nos toca, right? Our parents look after us, and then the cycle of life happens, and now we're looking after them. A lot of you know how that works, right? But no, this is to take after. No la confundimos con to look after, right? So there we go, my amigos. All right, let's see. Now, I've got some comments, more comments coming in. Elena says, Alberto, I have a problem with the last book due to when I try to download the verbal part, I don't remember how to say the cities is repeated to Dallas trip. I don't understand what you're saying there. But you know what I would do? Either way, Elena, the best thing to do, because I can't fix it, is to contact Vaughan Tienda if you're having any technical problems with the audio or anything like that, and they will sort it out, believe me. So, and if you have any problems, if they don't sort it out, which they usually do, just let me know, and we'll sort it out. But right now, especially here on the show, I can't help you out because, well, right now, I'm busy. I'm busy doing a radio show, but we will sort it out for you. Just make sure, I think the best thing to do, contact Vaughan Tienda or contact via the website and say, listen, I'm having some problems, and we'll sort it out. And if it doesn't get sorted out, tenéis que saber esta palabra, ya. If it doesn't get sorted out, well, I'll do what I can. Although, I'll tell you something. This is like in life, right? I'm sure that they'll listen to you before they listen to me, right, Nacho? They'll probably listen to your complaint before mine. But don't worry. All the audio exists. So it's out there, even if you can't get it. And we'll make sure you get it. Jessica says, sort it out. Resolverlo, ¿no? Great. Great. Me encanta. I love it. That's a great idea, too, guys. When you guys write down the vocabulary, when, like today already, we've looked at some idioms, expresiones. We have looked at some phrasal verbs, some vocabulary. Remember, we're going to look at a lot of stuff in the next 2 hours. So grab an idea for you guys to have a notebook. Like yesterday, Natalia, who joined us on the show, a model student, right? She came here and she literally wrote down all the corrections. She wrote down all the vocabulary. And that's why she is an amazing student. Right. Let's see. Carlota says, please, what's acrimony? Acronym is the word I said. Acronym is USA, United Nations, UN, VIP. These are acronyms. Right. Acrimony. I don't remember saying that. So let's see. There's my dad. My dad is on board. What's up, Dad? Good morning. He's tuning in. So we've got New York. We've got Mexico in the house. Cristina Val. Cristina says, hi, Alberto and staff. Plantilla. Good Friday. Con mayúscula, por favor. Esos días de la semana con mayúscula. Good Friday. I love your program. Thank you so much, Cristina, for your comment. Now, guys, remember, Good Friday is un double trouble. ¿Sabías esto, Nacho? Si yo te digo, it was a good Friday, or it was good Friday, que son dos cosas diferentes, ¿no? So, it was a good Friday, fue un viernes genial, ¿no? It was a great Friday. We had a great time. We laughed, we partied, we sang, we danced. It was a good Friday, right? But if I say, it was good Friday, my birthday was good Friday, eso es Viernes Santo. So be careful with that one. But also remember, guys, very, very important. Days of the week start with a capital letter. Months, June, July, August, siempre con mayúscula, empiezan en inglés. Nationalities, right? All of these things, the reason I'm telling you is because in Spanish, they are not capitalized. So make sure, pay attention to that. These are small details, but they are very, very important. And as we say in English, the devil is in the detail. No, el demonio está en los detalles, right? Hadri says, good morning, Alberto. I love you and I love Friday. Well, Hadri, I've got to say something. I love you too. Do you know why? Because you wrote Friday with a capital letter. Porque lo has escrito con mayúscula. Guys, you want me to love you? Just do a good job in English. That's all I ask of you. And even if you're not doing a great job, if you have difficulty with the challenges, the important thing to do is to play along, right? Because you're going to get better. It's going to get easier, as with everything. The more you do something, the more you're exposed to something, the easier it gets. What's the idiom we say? And I love this one. It's cliche, but it's great. Practice makes perfect, right? If you want to do something well, you need to practice. And there's no shortcut. No hay un atajo. All right, so speaking of playing along, right now it's time for a listening exercise that we do here on the show with No Name, and we call it Say What? Say what? What? That's right, my amigos. That's right. You know it. It is definitely time for the Say What soundbite. Now, this is dead easy. This is a piece of cake. This is a walk in the park, as you say in Spanish, pan comido. So I want everyone to get down what you hear. Okay, it's very short. It's easy to understand, so no excuses. Como se llama el programa de mi amigo Fitz. No excuses. I want everybody to participate here, okay? Now, remember, I don't expect you to get it the first time, but, well, that's exactly why you hear this soundbite four times, okay? A couple comments. Carlota says, what did you have for breakfast? You're so energetic. Cocaine. No, I'm joking. I don't do... first of all, if I did do that, I would never admit that on the radio, A. And B, it's not something... I don't need something like that. Right, Nacho? It's like I'm normally high. And I'm not. That's the thing. I have oatmeal for breakfast. Oatmeal is avena. What's the trick? It's got berries. I throw a lot of berries and fruit in there. Mucha fruta. So it's a lot of fructose, a lot of sugar, but natural sugar, good sugar. So yeah, that and coffee and chai tea, not tai chi. No este ejercicio de estirarte, right? Chai tea. So that's what I have for breakfast. There's really no secret, right? And I, as I'm getting older, I try and conserve my energy. Conservar mi energía, right? Because I need it. I need it. Guys, I got a daughter on the way, en camino. All right, well, guys, let's listen to the Say What soundbite for the first time. Dámelo, Nacho.
Excuse me, where's the lobby?
Down the hall and to the left.
Thanks.
Wow. Everybody should get that one, right, Nacho? I mean, it's a really, really easy one. So, what does that mean? I should see hundreds of you guys writing down what you hear. Remember that the exercise is to write down what you hear, and as soon as you know it, as soon as you have it, whether it's after the second listen, the third listen, or the fourth listen, the fifth listen is just to check it. You guys can send it to us today, as I said, on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook. Do you want more options? Really? I can't give you any more options. Let's see. On Facebook, Jimmy De La Cruz says, good morning, AA. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for being there. It's nice learning from you. And first of all, it's for free. Es gratis. That's right. And as we say in English, if it's free, it's for me. That's right, my amigos. All right. Well, you know what? We've got to go to our first commercial break right now. If you guys want to hang out during the commercial break, we'll be streaming live on Instagram so you can see a little behind the scenes. In fact, if you want to see behind the scenes, I'm going to tell you to join us on Instagram right now. Alberto_Alonso. Alberto_Alonso. And I'll give you a little tour of the studio right now. You know, this, I see Mestido. I'll stretch a little bit. You guys too, stretch, because we have a lot of work to do, a lot of fun to be had. And we're just getting warmed up. Estamos aquí dando motores. Guys, we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So, stick around.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Okay, now, tell me you want to do 10 more push-ups.
I want to do 10 more push-ups.
Very good. Ask me if I'll tell you to do 10 more.
Will you tell me to do 10 more?
No, I'm going to tell you to do 20 more. Ask me if I care.
Did you care?
No, 20 more.
Come on.
Ahora, más oportunidades. Sigue entrenando tu inglés con tu mejor entrenador, un profesor Vaughan. ¿Por qué no aprovechas también ahora la hora de comer para poner en forma tu inglés? Apúntate a un curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. Seguro que siempre has querido probar el famoso método Vaughan, pero no hay un centro Vaughan en tu ciudad. ¡Voilà! Aquí tenemos la solución ideal para ti. El método Vaughan en una clase por videoconferencia, con los profesores mejor formados para subir un peldaño tu nivel de inglés. Disfruta de todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan ahora en videoconferencia y en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Nuestra avanzada tecnología permite que nuestras clases por videoconferencia tengan la misma velocidad e intensidad que una clase en el aula. En tan solo un par de clics podrás acceder a la plataforma y empezar tu clase. Y recuerda, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿A qué esperas? Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/clases videoconferencia. Fácil, cómodo y muy eficaz. Sigue poniendo en forma tu inglés.
El Club Atlético de Madrid, junto con Vaughan, ha creado un campamento de verano donde tus hijos disfrutarán jugando al fútbol mientras aprenden inglés. Dirigido a niños y niñas de entre 8 y 15 años, en grupos de aproximadamente 10 niños por monitor. ¿Fechas? Tienes para elegir del 18 al 24 de julio o del 25 al 31 de julio, como prefieras. Los entrenamientos tendrán lugar en las modernas instalaciones del Centro Deportivo Wanda Alcalá de Henares, sede de la Academia del Atlético de Madrid. Y el alojamiento será en habitaciones individuales con baño privado en el Colegio Mayor Aquinas, en la Ciudad Universitaria de Madrid. Ven a aprender inglés con el campeón de liga, el Atlético de Madrid, y el campeón del inglés, Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Inglés y fútbol con Vaughan y el Atleti.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right, now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to...
Vive con nosotros.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
El mejor soul.
Get up.
I love you, Alonso.
That's right, my amigos. We are back for the second half hour of today's program. Time is just flying by already. I can't believe it. All right. Well, guys, remember, today's a special day because we are live on Facebook and we are also live on Instagram. So wherever you guys want to watch the program, you can today. And as always, you guys can participate on Twitter. In fact, I have to open up Twitter. No tengo Twitter abierto, me acabo de dar cuenta. I just realized that, I haven't read any tweets because, I forgot to open Twitter. Sorry, Twitter. All right, there you are. There you guys are. Let me send some shout outs to Twitter. Those of you on Instagram, you guys just got a tour. Os acaba de dar un tour de Vaughan. So that was cool. If you guys wanted some behind the scenes stuff, you got it. All right, some comments here on Twitter. Jaime says, "Hi, Mr. Strong. Ready to participate in your mystery city." Awesome. Great to hear it. Good luck to you, Jaime. I hope you win. Fran Javier says, "TGIF. Have a great weekend, AA. It'll be unforgettable." Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable. There you go. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Looking forward to it. Let's see. Patricia says, "Hi, Alberto. I've been following you these last years. I love your show and it helped me a lot. Thank you. I'm a metalhead too, and also the singer of the band Sin La Cruz. Sin La Cruz, please check it out. Hugs from Valencia. Well, I will. Right now, I might lose that tweet. Pero luego, Patricia, if you remember, after the show, send me a link. You know, one of your songs or a concert. And this way I can give it a listen. Because obviously, I might forget it now since there are a lot of comments. But Patricia, that's awesome. I am definitely a metalhead, too. I love hard rock and heavy metal. And, well, I just love music. I'm a music fan, but I'm a rocker to the bone. Hasta la médula. Melena says, no wonder you're sitting on the edge of your seat. What a terrific weekend. Yeah, I'm really excited. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. No doubt about it. First Pignetti says, hi, AA. It's going to be awesome weekend for us. And you are going to be attending the wedding of the year. We're going to pick up our daughter coming back from the USA. Yeehaw! Awesome. Glad to hear you guys are going to have a great weekend as well. Joe says, cocaine! I'm freaking out! Guys, here at Vaughn Radio and Alberto Alonso as a person, we do not condone drug use. We do condone joking all the time. In fact, this whole thing where now you're not allowed to make jokes, it's like, isn't humor the thing that can cross boundaries like music? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe there should be a limit. I don't think so, but, you know, then who decides that limit? You see what I mean? Them or the other ones? So this is a gray area, como decimos en inglés, una zona gris, a gray area. Let's see. Alex, the first one to get today's Say What soundbite. Great job, Alex. All right. Martha says, hi, AA. Every time I listen to you, I learn something useful. Útil. Oh, great, Marta. Thank you. She says the difference between Good Friday and Good Friday and a Good Friday. So have a Good Friday. Es que tengas un buen viernes. I saw you on Good Friday. Este vi Viernes Santo. Right? So, y ambos casos, el Friday con mayúscula. Right? There's Mr. Houses participating in the Say What soundbite. H. Veronica as well. And Juan Gonzalez. Great. Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. All right. Well, folks, speaking of the Say What soundbite, what I want you guys to do is listen to it now for the second time. And as always, write down what you hear. It's that simple. And in fact, as I said, some of you got it the first time because it's really easy. I went easy on you guys today. No os di mucha caña con esta sección. All right, Nacho, let's hear it for the second time, please.
Excuse me, where's the lobby?
Down the hall and to the left.
Thanks.
All right, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, something funny. Did you see my tweet? If you guys follow me on Twitter or on Instagram, I posted yesterday, Donald Trump posted a tweet. What am I? I have to say something. I'm not a Trump fan, but I'm always amused. Siempre estoy entretenido con este tío. It's like, I follow him on Twitter and I wake up. One of the first things I do every morning is see what he tweeted. So I veo sus tweets like religiously. Now, I know that sucks because I do it for comedic reasons, but he's the president of my country. Oh my Jesus. Oh God. And, so yesterday he had a typo. Una errata. Great word. The full word is typographical error, but don't say that. You'll sound like a nerd. It's typo. Typo. And so he tweeted, he says, I meet and talk to foreign governments every day. I just met with the Queen of England. Okay, hasta ahí muy bien. And then he said the Prince of Wales. Now the word, this is very, very funny because Wales is a country. Wales. It's a country, right? Gales, no? Welsh people, la gente gales. Gareth Bale, right? He's from Wales. W-A-L-E-S. Now, Trump decided that he was the Prince of Ballenas. W-H-A-L-E-S. They're pronounced exactly the same. All right. So there's a good homophone for you. Wales, the country, and Wales, Ballenas. Will somebody please explain that difference to the president of the free world? Oh, Jesus. Oh, boy. All right. I see a lot of you guys are getting the Say What soundbite. So great job, my amigos. Great job. Impressive. Impressive. Some of you got... Oh!
Sigue las pistas que Alberto va a ir diciendo a lo largo del programa y participa con él a través de Twitter. Ya sabes, @IMAlbertoAlonso. ¿Me ayudas a descubrir de qué ciudad se trata? Esta es la primera pista.
Yeah, yeah. That's right, my amigos. It is time for your first Mystery City Clue. Cryptic Mystery City Clue. And, well, as always, I'm going to give you guys a clue. Now, remember, I'm playing with double meanings and things like that. So, never look at it on the surface. But either way, do not participate after this clue. You have to wait till I've given you all three clues, and this is clue number one. Are we clear? Crystal clear. Good. So no one should be participating after the first clue. Okay? So, let's see. The first one here, the first Mystery City clue. Just for you guys to think it over, you know, start mulling it over a little bit, right? And let's see. Okay, the first one is, you can catch a lot of waves here. You can catch a lot of waves here. Now, what is this word? Waves? Oh, esta tiene tres sentidos. This has three meanings. Wave. To wave is saludar. Wave is una ola. Como una ola. Como una ola. Like a wave. Right? That's another one. And also, onda, right? Microonda is a microwave. So this one has three, three different meanings here. So don't jump the gun yet, right? So the first one over there, as I said, is you can catch a lot of waves in this city. All right? Now remember, a lot of different meanings there. And either way, you're not supposed to participate yet, right? What we need right now is just to start ruling out, descartando, ruling out some cities that, well, we don't think it could be, all right? And maybe some that we think it could be. What you're doing right now is a short list, right? A short list, all right? Wow, so many people participating in the Say What soundbite. Excellent job, my amigo. So much participation today on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. Also, guys, I forgot to mention something to you as well. Mark your calendars. It's time for the third annual pancake breakfast. Nacho, are you coming? Nacho's going to be there. He's bringing the family. So if you guys want to see sexy Nacho, he's taken. Ya está cogido. But that doesn't mean you can't admire him. That's the agreement I have with Angelina Jolie. You know, I can admire her, you know. I can't touch, but I can look, right? Guys, seriously, there's a great thing that a good friend of mine organizes every year. It is a pancake breakfast. It's for a great cause. It's the money will be all the proceeds. Una forma de decir lo que se recauda. All the proceeds will go to cancer research, to the Spanish Cancer Association. So it's a €5 suggested donation at the door. And come. It's going to be a great day. We're going to be making pancakes, bacon, eggs, sausage, coffee, all that for €5. Now, if you want to donate more, of course, you can do that. So when is this awesome event happening? Well, it's going to be right. Jot this down, guys. Calendars. Get your calendars out over here. It is the 30th of June.
Okay, June 30th, o sea, el 30 de junio, it's a Sunday, great day for a breakfast. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., all right? And it's taking place here in Madrid, so if you guys are in Madrid and you want to come have breakfast for a good cause, as well as breakfast, we also have, we're going to have entertainment there and, well, all kinds of things. There'll be comedy, there'll be magic, and what have you. All kinds of amazing activities. So, as I said, if you guys want to follow, if you're following me on social media, then I've already shared the flyer. If you can't come, share it. Compártelo. Because, well, it's for a good cause. As I said, cancer is something that affects everybody. So come have an awesome breakfast. Be entertained. I'm going to be on pancake duty myself. I think Fitz and I are going to be flipping pancakes and possibly another friend as well. So, and I got to tell you something, guys. I don't want to, you know, toot my own horn. Que es, no quiero tocar mi propia bocina. No quiero tirar, echarme flores, se dice en español. No quiero echarme rosas o echarme flores, ¿no?
Totalmente nativo.
So I don't want to toot my own horn, but Nacho, I make a fluffy pancake. That's me. Forget the crepes and the flat. I make a I mean, there's a lot of air. I mean, real good pan. Well, you know the trick? Don't touch it. Flip it and don't touch it. And just, you touch the pancake twice. When you flip it and when you take it off. So I take this shit real seriously, guys. So, and so does Kyle. What do you think? We're going to have fake maple syrup? No. Kyle has ordered maple syrup and he made sure it's Canadian maple syrup. So bacon, eggs, as I said, comedians. Bring the whole family. It's for everybody. It's June 30th. I hope to see you all there. I'll be there the whole time. And I'm helping Kyle as well to promote it, to help prepare it, as well as all of us. As I said, this is the third year. Last year I couldn't go because I was in a wheelchair. But this year I'm really looking forward to going because it's a wonderful event. It's a great day. And it's a lot of people from, you know, Vaughn. A lot of presenters from Vaughn, a lot of, I think Richard, of course, will be there as well. So, guys, come one, come all. It's for a wonderful cause. The 30th of June, this is a Sunday, it's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The address, la dirección, the address is Calle Martín de los Heros 28, right? Calle Martín de los Heros 28. The name of the place is the Village Tap Room. And as I told you guys before, if you can't come because you're not in Madrid, just spread the word. Tell people, hey, there's going to be this great charity breakfast. No, charity es para una ONG. And well, come and have breakfast for a good cause. All right. So I hope to see you guys all there. I know there's a lot of you who came last year and the year before, and we hope to see you again. It's always, and remember, it ends around 2 o'clock. What happens around 1? Your orange juice and your coffee turns into what? A beer. Nacho, your smile, Nacho, just went from ear to ear. Cause you're like, tú lo vendes a tu mujer. You tell your wife, it's a breakfast. It's going to be magic for the kids. Not, voy a ver a mis colegas. Y después de, ya cuando no es hora de alcohólico, voy a tomar una cerveza también. So it's going to be a great time. We look forward to it and hope to see you guys all there. All right. Well, so many people participating. So I think that only leaves us with one option. I think it's time to do a section where we look at music. We learn English from music. And this is where we sing. And I want you guys to sing with me. So don't let me down. Que de hecho viene de varias canciones. Don't Let Me Down by the Beatles. Don't Let Me Down by the Chainsmokers. Es que siendo fan de cualquier grupo de esos, tienes que saber, no me decepciones, que es Don't Let Me Down. So, that said, it's time for today's Name That Lyric!
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name a lyric only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. Name a lyric only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. It's name a lyric only on the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And wow, guys, I am just in shock over here. I'm looking at Instagram. So many people participating. You're all waving, saludando. Como no puedo darle a todos, un saludo a todos. I'm waving to all of you. Nacho, wave to the people on Instagram que te ven también. And also wave to the people on Facebook. Y los de Twitter, I promise we're waving to you. Aunque no lo ves ahora mismo, we are waving. Which was our first Mystery City clue. It has something to do with wave. Oh, también, no te dije esta. To do the wave, ¿qué es? En un estadio, hacer la ola. Ese Nacho como mola, se merece una ola. ¡Hey!
Totalmente nativo.
Creo yo que eso es bastante nativo. Nacho, let me ask you this. Serious question now. You know, we're friends. We can be honest with each other. Have you seen an improvement in my Spanish from when we first met?
Sí, un montón.
Good, thank you. He said un montón, which means a lot. And I gotta say something, man. There's hard work. Although it looks like I'm having fun, and I am. I work hard. I read in Spanish. I watch things in Spanish. When I don't know a word, I look it up. I ask questions all the time. And I live with a Spaniard. Ayuda muchísimo eso. I live with a Spaniard who speaks proper Spanish. Okay? Que no es igual también. You know, my grandmother, for example, she speaks, well, it's not improper, but she's from a little village. You know, how long did she go to school for? Women didn't even go to school past a certain age. They had to take care of the kids. You know, the old school beliefs that, you know, these old school roles. And now we know anyone can take care of the kids. You know, I, for example, in my case, I work a lot of hours from home. Right. I can do a lot of my work, everything I need to do, classes, all that stuff in general from home. What does that mean? ¿A quién le va a tocar cuidar de Lara más? Daddy. But I'm looking forward to it. You know, I can just imagine like preparing the show with no name and scratching her belly, rascándole la barriguita mientras, you know. I'm just practicing now with Simón. A lot of times I'm there. And in fact, my dog, when he wants my attention, he will step on my computer. I'm like, dude, no. He's like, stop looking at that thing. And pay attention to me. I'm like, I have to work. Okay. So, all right. Well, here we go, folks. It is today's Name That Lyric. As always, I give you the song lyric in Spanish, and you guys tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist. Okay? Real simple. I think today we've got an easy one, too. So, good luck. You can participate on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Toma ya. Here we go. Dame tiempo para darme cuenta de mi crimen. Déjame amar y robar. Bandido eres, ¿eh? Amar y robar. He bailado en tus ojos. ¿Cómo puedo ser de verdad? That's a weird one. ¿Cómo puedo ser yo de verdad? ¿No? Verdadero. ¿Realmente me quieres hacer daño? ¿Realmente quieres hacer que llore? Besos preciosos, palabras que arden. Don't cry, guys, okay? Amantes, nunca te preguntan por qué. En mi corazón el fuego arde. Elige mi color. Encuentra una estrella. La gente preciosa siempre me dice que es un paso demasiado lejos. Bueno, un paso, lo repite dos veces, demasiado lejos. Y luego el estribillo, the chorus, ¿realmente quieres hacer que llore? Perdona, ¿realmente me quieres hacer daño o quieres hacerme daño? ¿Ves? El reflexivo lo puedes poner en cualquiera de los dos, ¿no, Nacho?
Totalmente nativo. <¿Sabes? risa>
So, es que dudé y digo, esto es reflexivo, donde quieras, pero tienes que ponerlo. Que vosotros sobreusáis el reflexivo, en mi opinión, comparado con inglés, right? The reflexive tense. So, ¿realmente quieres hacerme daño? ¿Realmente quieres hacer que llore? ¿Realmente quieres hacerme daño? ¿Realmente quieres que llore? Y lo repiten. So, that is today's Name That Lyric. Por favor, no lo pronuncies en plan lyric, sino lyric.
It's today's Name That Lyric. Let's see if some people have it on Instagram. Wait a second. I don't see anybody who knows it on Instagram. Let's see Facebook. Yes, Cristina. Nice job. Un aplauso para Cristina. Jayster on Twitter. Ah, no, perdona. Express. Luego Jayster on Twitter and Betita. So a lot of people got it on Twitter. One person got it. No, two people got it on Facebook. ¿Qué te pasa, Instagram? What's going on, Instagram? Don't tell me Twitter and Facebook are out participating, you guys. Okay, ahí la tenemos. So we've got a winner on each one. On Instagram, it's Aliusa. On Facebook, it's Cristina Val. And on Twitter, our winner is Express. So great job to all of you guys. You're not the only ones who got it, but you guys were the first ones to get it on each of the social media platforms. So good job, guys. The song is Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?, which is by the Culture Club. That's right. So you guys have some homework right now. Well, homework. You have a little work to do during the break, en el descanso. Google. Do you really want me? Lyric, video y practica. Porque cuando volvemos, cuando volvamos. No, porque sabemos cuando vamos a volver. Cuando volvemos, when we come back, we're going to take a look at this song and sing it together. For you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
I want to, you would cry too if it happened to you. Play all my records, keep dancing on.
Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esas semanas sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupobaugan.com. Los Urban Camps de Vaughan.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, no, it can't work. It can, and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Ya está aquí el Beat for Teens. El Beat for Teens es un programa de inmersión intensiva de domingo a viernes para jóvenes entre 15 y 18 años, en grupos de 6 alumnos como máximo. Mejorarán su agilidad oral y comprensión auditiva en 6 intensos días con el método Vaughan. El programa tendrá lugar en un colegio mayor e incluye alojamiento en la habitación individual con baño privado, pensión completa, material didáctico de Vaughan y, por supuesto, nuestro equipo de profesores de Vaughan. Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaughan.com e infórmate. Repito, 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaughan.com. Beat for Teens, de Vaughan.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about Trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Vaughan. €99 for 1 year of classes. You can spread the €99 over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favourites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Vaughan.com.
¿Tienes niños? Pues, ¿qué mejor forma que aprendan inglés que haciendo lo que más les gusta? En nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés se divertirán participando en un sinfín de variadísimas actividades en un entorno seguro y 100% anglo.